Chapter 29. 50 yards below the drift where the road crossed the stream, Shemaine found a shallow pool. There were reeds with fluffy heads around it, and a small beach of white river sand, black boulders, polished round and glossy smooth, the water almost blood warm, and so clear that she could see a shoal of fingerlings nibbling at the green algae that coated the boulders beneath the surface. She stood barefooted in the sand and looked around carefully. But the reeds screened her, and she had asked Jacques not to let any of his men come down to the river while she was there. She undressed, dropped her clothes across one of the black boulders, and with a cake of soap in her hand, waded out into the pool and lowered herself until she sat with the water up to her neck and the sand pleasantly rough under her naked behind. She washed her hair first, and then lay stretched out with the water moving gently over her, soft as the caress of silk. Growing bold, the tiny fish darted in and nibbled at her skin, tickling, so that she gasped and splashed at them. At last she ducked her head under the surface, and, with the water streaming out of her hair into her eyes, she groped her way back to the bank. As she stooped, still half-blinded, for her towel, Wally Hendry's hand closed over her mouth, and his other arm circled her waist from behind. "One squeak out of you and I'll wring your bloody neck," he spoke hoarsely into her ear. She could smell his breath, warm and sour, in her face. "Just pretend I'm old Bruce, then both of us will enjoy it," and he chuckled. Sliding quickly over her hip, his hand moved downwards, and the shock of it galvanised her into frantic struggles. Holding her easily, Hendry kept on chuckling. She opened her mouth suddenly, and one of his fingers went in between her teeth. She bit with all her strength, and felt the skin break, and tasted blood in her mouth. "You bitch!" Hendry jerked his hand away, and she opened her mouth to scream. But the hand swung back, clenched into the side of her face, knocking her head across. The scream never reached her lips, for he hit her again, and she felt herself falling. Stunned by the blows, lying in the sand, she couldn't believe it was happening, until she felt his weight upon her, and his knee forced cruelly between hers. Then she started to struggle again, trying to twist away from his mouth and the smell of his breath. "No, no, no!" She repeated it over and over, her eyes shut tightly so she didn't have to see that face above her, and her head rolling from side to side in the sand. He was so strong, so immensely powerful. "No," she said, and then, "oh," at the pain, the tearing, stinging pain within, and the thrusting heaviness above. And through the pounding, grunting, thrusting nightmare, she could smell him, and feel the sweat drip from him, and splash into her upturned, unprotected face. It lasted forever. And then suddenly the weight was gone, and she opened her eyes. He stood over her, fumbling with his clothing, and there was a dullness in his expression. He wiped his mouth with the back of his hand, and she saw the fingers were trembling. His voice, when he spoke, was tired and disinterested. "I've had better." Swiftly, Shemaine rolled over and reached for the pistol that lay on top of her clothes. Hendry stepped forward with all his weight on her wrist, and she felt the bones bend under his boot, and she moaned. But through pain she whispered, "You pig! You filthy pig!" And he hit her again, flat-handed across the face, knocking her onto her back once more. He picked up the pistol and opened it, spilling the cartridges into the sand. Then he unclipped the lanyard and threw the pistol far out into the reed bed. "Tell Curry I say he can have my share of you," he said, and walked quickly away among the reeds. The white sand coated her damp body like icing sugar. She sat up slowly, holding her wrist, the side of her face inflamed and starting to swell where it had hit her. She started to cry, shaking silently, and the tears squeezed out between her eyelids and matted her long, dark lashes.